brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Coming up, a giant government hoax claiming it's the law that you've got to take a live cancer virus. Big war drums on Iran. It's a total replay of 2003 with the Iraq attack. The biggest federal budget ever, dwarfing Bush's previous budgets. Democrats said they're going to have the IRS crack down on people. Huge second and third hour. Paul Watson will be with us about another 15 minutes. Then we're going to have open phones today at 1-800-259-9231. For those that just joined us, even a police chief, headline police chief beheading plot being used as distraction from Blair woes. Blair has many members of his administration have now been arrested, involved in criminal activities in the 2005 election. He's being questioned by police right now. It was scheduled for this afternoon. It is afternoon there now. Really evening, letter bomb explodes at C-Charge HQ, and clearly the government was running a drill last year and this week when bird flu broke out in England. Paul, explain to people why they run drills at the exact same time at the exact same places.
They run drills at the same time and at the same places to shield themselves from allegations of complicity if such evidence is released at a later date, so they can say, no, that we weren't involved, it was just part of the drill. It was an exercise. So it's a kind of cover for them.
They also bootlegged the funding, 7-7, 9-11, Madrid. They also bootlegged the funding for the attacks through the funding of the drill.
Yeah, it serves numerous purposes, but in every major terrorist attack, you will see that it is paralleled, it's dovetailed by a drill. So that's why now there's whole websites devoted to drills in all different areas of the US and Britain just to track and keep an eye on what's going to happen to try and preempt, you know, another disaster happening.
Daniel Abramson of False Flag News.
That's right, yeah.
Right here on the Genesis Network now. Any other facets we need to talk about concerning the bird flu?
No, I think that at the moment it's confined to one farm, but they set up the exclusion zone for like 20 miles around where you can't even get near the area. So again, it's an introduction to feudalism and the kind of control measures that they've got in line for us, you know, when it really goes down.
The control grid. And they've also doing other drills in other parts of the country. Let's see if it pops up there.
Right. There were, in that drill that I mentioned from April 2006, it was also in southern England and Scotland, so if it pops up there, then we'll have a really big story. But it was followed today by the news, which was probably also, you know, gleefully welcomed by Blair's spin masters, of this letter bomb attack on an office building in London, which injured one female employee, which again coincidentally targeted the company that handles London's Big Brother license plate scanning congestion scheme. So, you know, in the aftermath of the government's privacy commissioner saying Britain was a surveillance state and all this pressure to introduce this tracking taxation scheme to help fight global warming, you know, some evil extremist has attacked the, you know, the Big Brother overlord that would manage it. So it'd be interesting to see if they identify the individual behind that and if they use it as a demonization tool.
How many years have I said that they will attack their own Big Brother facilities in the future and then equate any protest of Big Brother as working with terrorists?
Right, exactly. Because with the ID card set to go in effect, there's increasing vocal opposition against it.
And there will be lots of terror blamed on groups that are against it. This has been predicted by myself for 10 years. Not hard to do. We know the enemy's M.O. Let's talk about the charges Blair's under right now. Will he be going down? Will it even matter? It's like shark teeth. They've got more, even nastier individuals behind him. He's nothing but a puppet. Briefly talk about who the real ruling class of England is, and then conclude with Paul Watson, go to your calls and cover the news from across the planet to right here in Texas. We'll be right back.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel brookie system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Berkey purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water. So I packed our Sport Berkey purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Get up, stand up,
jump, jump,
stand up for your rights. Get up, stand up,
get up,
stand up,
don't give up the fight.
Life is your right.
Get up, stand up,
we can't give up the fight.
Stand up for your rights.
Lord, Lord,
get up, stand up,
keep us bubbling on.
Don't give up the fight.
Yeah.
We're sick and tired of your easy kissing game. Dinah, go to heaven in the Jesus' name, Lord. We know and we understand. Almighty God is a living man. You can fool some people sometimes, but you can't fool all the people all the time. So now we see the
welcome Lord. Back.
We're gonna stand up for.
We're gonna go to your calls here in just a moment. Wellington, Joe, Paula, Gail, Dino, many others. Going back to Paul Watson. Now, all of this happening, again, Blair and all this trouble, members of his campaign being arrested, all this criminality coming out, and then suddenly a bomb goes off, suddenly bird flu pops up, coinciding with a drill at the exact same time, same area. We have the fake beheading coming out that a police chief says is for nothing but political purposes. What is Blair facing? Does it even matter? How will it tie in to an upcoming war against Iran, Paul Watson?
Well, it ties into Iran because, as I said before, the British government have passed masters at terrorism, which they honed by infiltrating the IRA in the 80s and using the IRA to carry out bombings in the 80s and 90s via the Force Research Unit, which we're told is now in Iraq helping the insurgents. And there's all this talk about Iran providing the Iraqi insurgents with the IEDs, improvised explosive devices, when in fact it's known that it was the IRA that sold those devices around the world in the late 80s and 90s.
And then it's known that the IRA was really run by British intelligence, MI5, MI6, Army commandos. We've had them here on air. Now, the majority of the British people and the Irish people know that it's an inside job as a pretext for military occupation and control and setting up the surveillance grid. But that's big news. Mainstream news now reporting. I have it here in front of me. Go over that, Paul, of the secret British commandos actually, quote, training the insurgency. And as last year, as the former chief CIA analyst for Ronald Reagan and George Bush Sr., Ray McGovern said, clearly that mosque last year got blown up to kick off and expand sectarian violence. And MI6 soldiers, when I say MI6, that is, they attach under MI6 control special air services, caught dressed up like Arabs staging terror attacks.
Right, and now the FRU's in there providing bombs to insurgents and Al-Qaeda in Iraq, or whatever you want to call it, and helping them continue the cycle of chaos, which was planned all along from the Israeli strategy documents and others that wanted to have strife and break Iraq up into sectarian violence, which was proven, as you mentioned, by the Samarra mosque bombing, where you had Iraqi National Guard accompanied by US troops go in there and gag the mosque guards, kidnap them. Then, according to eyewitnesses,
this is in the middle of a major city. Thousands of people saw this.
Yeah, according to the eyewitnesses, plant the explosives. The inhabitants were told to stay in their homes until 6 a.m. the next morning, and then it blew. And that was the catalyst for what is now termed by most people to be the Civil War.
And let's be clear, there was, around the mosque, armored pickets. The roads were shut down. The U.S. controlled all the roads there in the center of the city. They opened it up. White men leading Iraqi National Guard, over 100 of them, go right in. They spend hours planting bombs. They leave, and the thing blows sky high.
Right. And it didn't kill anyone. But it was a symbol for the chaos, and it started the Civil War. If it was, you know, Al-Qaeda in Iraq, they would have wanted mass casualties, but they waited until no one was in there and then blew it. And it became a symbol of the Civil War, and it was carried out by the Iraqi National Guard, accompanied by US troops. That's according to eyewitnesses. So the British are past masters at it, and now they've gone into Iraq with the FRU, and from that it's only going to continue, and you're only going to see more violence. Going back to Blair, it's basically, it looks to me as if it's face-saving, because it doesn't really matter if he goes now or if he goes in September when he said he would resign, because waiting in line to take over is his Bilderberg sidekick, Gordon Brown, who has been to all the same Bilderberg meetings, has already been selected as the next Prime Minister. They have to have a leadership race, the Labour Party, to choose the next Prime Minister, and included in that leadership race will be Michael Meacher, the former Environment Minister and vocal sceptic of the official story behind 9/11. Now, hopefully he can use his platform to get attention to serious issues, but they've already chosen Mr. Bilderberg, Gordon Brown, as Blair's replacement. But in the sense of wiping this scandal off the front pages, in the space of 4 days, these three separate incidents have done exactly that for the British government.
And each time one falls through, they just pull another rabbit out of a hat.
That's right. And whether Blair goes now or in September doesn't really matter, because to a large extent he succeeded at what he was put in to do. He's failed in a certain sense in getting the country subjugated more into the European Union by failing to get the EU constitution passed. But he certainly destroyed Britain in terms of, you know, it's a crime to protest now under the Serious and Organised Crimes Act. You stage a protest, you get arrested because it's a criminal offence. We've got shouting telescreens on the streets. We've got X-ray scanners that are about to be put in the light poles in London as a test, which will eventually be expanded nationwide. So, as far as the drift towards authoritarianism across the Western world after 9/11, Blair has done exactly what he set out to do. And another thing I find interesting is that, as I just mentioned, the surveillance cameras. I read this, I think it was on Thursday. Communist China in Beijing, which has 15 million inhabitants compared to London's 7.5 million. Beijing has 1/16 the amount of cameras, surveillance cameras, as London. London has 16 times more surveillance cameras.
London has 4.5 million last time I checked.
Right, and even in communist police state Beijing, they're getting rid of the surveillance cameras because they
the
say
people
they
are
don't
protesting.
Solve crime.
Yeah, I saw stories of last year where the Chinese are protesting, saying it's Big Brother.
Yeah, but and the government's being forced to pull them out because they admit they don't solve any crimes. And you've got 16 times the amount in London, which is half the size of Beijing, so that shows just how enslaved Britons are in 2007 under Tony Blair.
Well, I mean, microphones have been going up in Austin with the cameras since 98, source Austin American Statesman, federal grant. I guess in the UK and the US, we think we're free, so they say, protesting banned, free speech zones, we'll arrest you. We wear black masks now. I mean, this is not freedom, folks. And I just can't believe it's gone this far, Paul.
Well, it's amazing that there was a woman reading the Independent newspaper in London, sat on a bench, and the newspaper had a headline which would be viewed as anti-war. And she was arrested for reading a newspaper with an anti-war headline, a mainstream newspaper.
By the way, that was in the BBC. That was all over the news. It was just a mainstream newspaper. She's sitting there reading it, and they said, nope, that's a protest. You are arrested.
Right, because it was classified as a protest, which is now illegal.
Again, and we have a governor here on the payroll of Merck saying, you will take the vaccines. I don't care if the legislature won't pass a law. You will take a live virus connected to just unbelievable bad effects, death, seizures, blood pouring out of every orifice, accelerated autoimmune death. And it's just, oh, we don't care. We don't care if you don't want the toll roads. We don't care if you don't want North American Union. We don't care if you don't want amnesty. We're just going to do it. Paul Watson, what's new coming up at PrisonPlanet.com? I know you're doing a story on Perry and the vaccine.
Yeah, and at Infowars.net, my brother is doing a story right now on this force research unit, the group that helped the IRA carry out bombings, which are now doing the same in Iraq, so that's coming out today.
I mean, Paul, it's getting so obvious. They don't even deny it now. It's like an open secret that the government's behind almost all the terror.
Right. I mean, that's bubbling under the surface, and then you've got the made-for-TV movie of events where, Bush is really trying to protect America while, prosecuting border agents that shoot drug smugglers. I mean, that's got to have woken a lot of conservatives up that previously, were still in line with Bush. So as the actions get more outrageous, there'll be more outrage, which can only help our cause.
Absolutely. Paul Watson, thanks for spending time with us.
All right. Thanks, Alex.
In a way, though, government is just trying to overwhelm us, trying to be in our face, just trying to say, we don't care what you want. Trying to break our spirit. It needs to be the opposite. Shoot your mouth off at church. Shoot it off at work. Shoot it off at college. Talk about it. Educate people. Make copies of films like Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Terror Storm, Martial Law. Give them to people. Get aggressive. The population is waking up now like never before. The battle is joined. But we have to intensify our efforts in Europe, in the UK, in the US, and Canada, because we are the captured engine being used to project the power of this criminal world government. And we're losing our freedoms as well. So many people think, yeah, there's an empire, but I'm part of it. No, you're not part of it. You're a slave of it. They hate you if you're a cop. They hate the military. They hate your families. They hate any independence, okay? They treat you like trash. This is not our government. We'll go straight to your calls after this break. Stay with me. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website EarnMoneyAtHome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of.
I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
Welcome back. Straight to your calls, and I'm going to get more into the vaccine news. We're also going to break down what's happened with Iran. Some good news. States revolting against the national ID card. Let's go ahead and go to Wellington, then Paula, Gail, Dino, Roman, and others. Go ahead, Wellington from Louisiana. You're on the air.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo. Boop, boop.
Cuckoo. 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 Cuckoo.
You called my new syndicated show that I do from 4 to 6 p.m. every Sunday afternoon.
Fruit Loop.
And you did this for about 30 seconds, too. If I am a Fruit Loop, if I am a kook, if I am a cuckoo bird, tell me why. Give me specifics.
Cuckoo. Cuckoo.
So you can't do that.
Cuckoo.
Now, let him keep going. I want people to hear this.
Fruit Loop. Cuckoo.
But we're just going to give you the floor. Go ahead.
Cuckoo. 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 Cuckoo.
That's your big intellectual argument with me? Name calling?
Cuckoo.
Just because we study how the world really works and try to warn people?
Cuckoo.
All right. Well, I appreciate your call. I'll let him call a few more times doing that, and then if we hear Wellington from Louisiana, he will enter the rare breed of banned callers. There's only a few of those, a few stalkers we've got, a few feds we know of are banned from the show, or someone who calls in doing the exact same thing every time. But that's twice. You can do it a few more times, Wellington. And then if you ever want to call him with anything serious, you'll have to use a different name, because the name Wellington from Louisiana will not be on this show. So, but I gave you the floor there for you to say Fruit Loop and Cuckoo over and over again. And I guess you think that's a real effective way to deal with our information. Maybe you like your dollar being devalued by half. You'll just deny it and say I'm Cuckoo and for Cocoa Puffs. Something a little more original than just Fruit Loop and Cuckoo. Come on, something else. I mean, can you put a sentence together to explain why I'm crazy? I mean, what is it we're saying that isn't true, Wellington? This is a live cancer virus. There is no law. You have to take it. The governor's lying and saying there is. He is on the payroll of Merck. It is criminal. It is racketeering. It is what it is. They have been engaged in eugenics experiments and sterilization against the people of this planet for a long time. And I, for one, am sick of it. And just because you're so weak-minded and it scares you so badly to know this type of stuff's going on, you shouldn't just out of hand deny it. And for heaven's sakes, if you want to disagree with me, call in with something pertinent. Let's talk to Paula in Florida. Go ahead, Paula.
Hi, Alex. I just got Butch's newsletter. Anyway, I've got a call put in to Jay Rockefeller, and I'm going to talk to him very seriously about what's happening, and that it best get stopped. And I just called our reps, too, about this immunization for this cervical cancer and told them we need to get this stopped and also the federal ID. And I'm doing everything I can.
Good, Paula. Keep it up. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to Gail in Texas. Gail, go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I appreciate the information you've given out about the vaccine in Texas. I've called our state representative after what I've heard and researched. I can say as a mother of a son with epilepsy for 22 years, if you do not have to give a child mercury, do not.
Let me guess, when did the epilepsy start? After a round of shots?
The adolescent time, that is a booster.
In almost every case, the seizure happens in the car home that night or the next morning. How long until the seizure started?
I don't know exactly how long, but the epilepsy right now is controlled with one of the strongest medications there is, along with two other medications and a vagus nerve stimulator.
Well, and he still cancer's has up. Every form of cancer is up, and, of course, autism is up. Everything's up, and it can clearly be connected to the vaccines. But does that stop Rick Perry from saying it's the law? No, he just makes it up and says it's the law. There is no law.
And I've also watched my mother die of mycoplasma.
Oh, boy. Anything else you'd like to add?
Just tell Wellington to think about that.
Well, Wellington's probably too stupid to even get himself a woman and have children, but if he ever does, I'm sure whoever he mates with will be so dumb they'll probably go ahead and shoot the kids up with 14 different shots and watch their eyes roll back in their head and they'll dance around thanking the government for it.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come, and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby, don't feel the reaper. Baby, take my hand.
Continuing with open phones, I've got a local newscast concerning Rick Perry and the forced inoculations that were not, and a lot more. Continuing with open phones, though, right now, Dino in Oregon, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Smart, courageous, bold, informed. Those are the words that idiot should have used on you. Repeat those words. Those make sense. How you doing, Alex?
I'm doing okay. I mean, why was he just going cuckoo, cuckoo, Fruit Loops, Fruit Loops? He did that last night. He held.
He's obviously
for like
curious about the truth. He is scared. He is a person who wants to know about the truth. And so let him keep listening. He listens. He sits on hold. He obviously knows something's going on, something real.
But why? I mean, how could you say the world is not in deep trouble? How could you not say that evil wasn't growing and on the march? How could you say that every basic foundational value of this country isn't being cut up in little pieces? I mean, how could you deny it? How could you call us cuckoo?
That's okay. They've always called people like us cuckoo until the truth comes and the tide turns. And the tide is turning. I noticed Dan Abramson is now on Genesis Network, thank goodness.
Yeah, a lot of great folks here on the network.
I also wanted to tell you that the 9/11 DVD project helped out a lot, and they have a 1-2-3 punch that I've been making copies of and handing out. And first it's Press for Truth, Mysteries, and then you knock them down with Terror Storm. It's the Truth 1-2-3 Knockout.
Hey, that's a good term and good name to use. Anything else?
That's it. I just want to tell you that also that freaky pastor that was doing meth, he is moving to some state away from Colorado, and Colorado also announced today a bill to require the HPV vaccine.
That's right. You know? They're lobbying in all 50 states. Thanks for the call. Yeah, the pervert pastor who was big buddies with Bush. I mean, look, what they do in their lives is their business. The point is they're fake Christian conservatives. They're not real. And to join the Republican echelon, higher-level clubs, well, being homosexual is just the beginning of it. That's just the opening. That just opens the door. You got to get on your knees and tell Satan you love him. And I'm serious when I say that. And that's probably what gets listeners like Wellington saying cuckoo and Fruit Loop. Hey, I know it's cuckoo and Fruit Loop. But if I report, say, on the Hillside Strangler who carved a pentagram in his hand and said prayers to Satan in the courtroom, it doesn't make me cuckoo as a crime reporter to report on what someone who's cuckoo is doing. I mean, yeah, Jeffrey Dahmer slicing people up, putting them in his freezer, putting them in 50-gallon drums, injecting acid into their brains to have sex zombies. That's totally out of control and freaky and sick and stenches to high heaven. I mean, if it stenches to our nostrils, our psychic nostrils, can you imagine what it's like to God? But it doesn't. I'm not Fruit Loop because I report on the Fruit Loops. So many times atheists email me and go, Alex, I don't believe in God. I don't believe in all that claptrap. You know, why are you reporting on Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones? That stuff doesn't exist. Just because you believe God doesn't exist. And that's your right. I think you're stupid, but fine. But we're not talking about that. I mean, you don't believe God exists, but you know there's people who believe in Jesus. There's people who believe in Buddha. Are you saying just because you don't believe God exists that then no one else believes it? Or if you talk about someone's belief, it doesn't exist? That Alex Jones is crazy. He talks about the occult and how occult groups are running things. Have you looked at the symbolism? Have you looked at the icons, the logos, the signets? Have you just looked at the culture? My parents had a television outside on their deck last night, and I went over there for the barbecue, and the Super Bowl was on. And, you know, I was watching the Colts run over the Bears. I didn't watch the whole thing. I got off the radio at 6, went over there for an hour, ate dinner, left, took the kids home. Then I went to work studying on the activities of the globalists. But side issue, I mean, I start telling one story and forget about what the last story was. Why was I talking about, the ads. We had to turn the TV off during the ads. I mean, every ad was men kissing or people beating each other up or women acting like demon-possessed hellions, banshee and warmocks, and just they're training us how to be animals. Oh, you just don't want us to have fun. That stuff's fun. No, that stuff activates your lower brain and conditions you to operate at a lower level, not in the conscious cerebral cortex, intuitive reaches take over, and then all you've got is the bestial level in control. But Richard Nixon did give an interview to Harper's Magazine and said that they have homosexual orgies at Bohemian Grove. It's got to be 60, 70 newspapers and magazines that have reported about the Learjets landing with the $2,000 an hour male prostitutes at Bohemian Grove. I mean, Robert De Niro makes a historical movie about the Good Shepherd, about the CIA, And it's got satanic rituals in it. People urinating on each other. A guy dressed up like the devil with a gold crown on, inducting them into a satanic order. Folks, that isn't just fraternity fun, because as old men, they go and they do the same type rituals, and I've been in the crowd. Just like at church, when you're sitting in the pews, but the pews was a grassy slope overlooking a little lake with a huge idol with men in red and black robes and a high priest in a white robe. High-level Luciferian activity. And they did engage in that. And just because you don't believe in it, doesn't mean they don't believe in it. And truth is stranger than fiction. And when you understand their drive, their mindset, their worldview, why they think like this, why they do this, when you understand their worldview and how sinister they are and how they enjoy... By the way, it's a YouTube clip, so the audio's not the best. Somebody grabbed it off a 16-bit stream off the radio show, but I think what I said in the little 9-minute clip really says it all. Did you get that, John? Yeah, I think we've barely got time to play it in this segment, but we'll play it at the bottom of the next hour. We'll play it at the bottom of the next hour, because I want to be able to play it in its entirety. I was listening to it this morning. Folks, go get little vignettes, I guess, of the more informative things I say, and I think it needs to be re-aired. It's from a few weeks ago. But right now, let's just go back to your calls. Let's talk to Roman in California. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Yes, Alex, I just want to say a few things regarding Freemasonry. The first one is, how come you don't mention the fact that they're on an entirely different calendar than we are? And another thing, you can go ahead and answer that question if you want.
Well, just go ahead and give me the other question.
The other question is, how come you don't call 9/11 what it is, a Freemasonic operation to take our freedoms? Everybody involved in that operation was a Freemason at the high levels. So why don't you ever talk about that?
Oh, well, I know that after the French Revolution, the occultists over there openly tried to bring them on to a, 10-month calendar, and they tried to abolish all the old holidays, and I know that there are several occultic calendars, but, I mean, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay, and then I also know...
They call our time profane time, or vulgar time.
Vulgar era. Vulgar era, yeah.
Yeah, vulgar era. Thing is... don't you think that's a little strange? We have, like, something like 30 calendars all operating at once on different time shifts?
Well, that's what diversity is all about. I'm glad we don't have one centralized system.
Well,
listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Every day I get emails, calls, letters. Why don't you say that the Vatican ran the attacks? Why don't you say the Jews ran the attacks? Why don't you say the Masons ran the attacks? I cover the entire spectrum of 9/11, every single facet, every single area. I cover what I think are the most important facets, and I bring guests on who cover all the others. And we've talked about the Israeli connections, and they're clearly there. We talk about them every couple days, and I'll get the calls. And the big exposés are written that I've never once talked about it. And I didn't talk about 9/11 for years after it, which is totally untrue. Talked about it before it happened, the day it happened. Those are just operatives and disinfo people. Instead of us just knowing it's an inside job, they want to get us all fighting with each other instead of moving forward to educate the public that it was an inside job. And I'm not saying you're an operative, sir. You sound genuine and you sound serious. But quite frankly, I don't believe that 9/11 was a Freemasonic job. I mean, you've got 911, the Masonic numbers, you've got the two towers used in Masonic rituals where they, you know, have the ritual of knocking down the two pillars. You have all the weird numerology. And so when we say Freemasonic, I think that limits it. You do have occultic groups that control the leadership of the Masonic order. So the average Mason hears you say this, and they think it's about fraternity and good works and, you know, the rest of it. And of course, it isn't. And so we need to say Illuminati. And the Illuminati philosophy is the religion of the secular groups, whether it be the Kabbalic people in Israel or the Faustian types out of Germany, the death cults. It all goes together. They're all on the same team. So all I'm ever saying is people get confused. They say, who runs the New World Order? Who's behind the New World Order? You know, is it the Germans? Is it the Jews? Is it the Catholics? Is it the Protestants? Is it the CIA? Is it the... on and on and on. And you study the Council on Foreign Relations and the Royal Institute of International Affairs and the Bilderberg Group. It's the same handful, less than 50 people, that chair and run all the other groups. It's a big world. The CFR is the management arm, the high-level foot soldiers, the enforcers, the implementers, the managers that carry out the policy of the Bilderberg Group. And they have a similar group over Germany, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the Roundtable Groups, as they're called, that it's modeled off of in England. They have similar ruling councils where the people that are in the power positions in Japan actually go meet once a week or once a month when needed in their group. This is how human systems operate. And they got Catholics at the highest levels. The Pope's New World Order calls for one world government, one world religion. No debate it's evil, no debate it's bad. But no, people don't want us to just say, okay, we know it's bad now. No, 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 no. Their tactic is to get you debating how long it's been bad or what's preeminent in the structure. And so the infighting can start instead of, we know the Catholic Church is pro-one world government and New World Order. We know the Protestant leaders are saying, go ahead and take a chip. Go ahead and, you know, give up your rights. Go ahead and biometrically scan. We know that the head of the Masonic organizations are pushing for a one-world government. It's a pyramidal power structure. We know that Germany's total New World Order. We know Israel's total New World Order. We know Egypt's total New World Order. We know England's total New World Order. We know Canada's total New World Order. And so we know that there are interlocking global corporations that combine their strengths and make strategic alliances and deals to go in and lobby and take over governments and give themselves governmental powers. That's what globalization is all about in the final phases. And we know this is happening. So let's just fight the North American Union and let's fight any religious group or any Christian denomination that calls for one world government. And let's just go after the bad guys. And let's come together. That's all I've ever called for. And it limits to say it's just the Catholics, it's just the Jews, it's just the British. It is elitist in the power positions of every major country and every major derivation of the human race teaming up together. And they occasionally stab each other in the back. They occasionally, you know, do those type of things. But generally, they're unified against the people of the planet, always trying to consolidate power, always trying to dumb down. So they're together on feeding on us, and basically it's like we're a bay off the larger, say, Atlantic Ocean, and we're fish in the bay, and there's a governing council that regulates the fishing, and the fishermen compete and they fight with each other, and they go and complain to the board and they do all this, but they're fishermen, we're fish, okay? And so you've got different companies that have an independent fishermen, and they're always trying to cut each other out and make better deals, but still, they're fishermen, we're fish. And so that's just how we're seen by the predatory ruling class. And so you beat them when you get local control. You beat them when you reduce the size of government. You beat them when the people have the Second Amendment to defend themselves. You beat them when you beat their forced vaccinations and their forced inoculations and their one-child policies and their cameras. I want to take action. I want to have an effect. I want to go out and deal with these issues and discredit the corporate mainstream-owned media. that is desperately trying to consolidate. You know, when the big Spanish toll company / Australian toll company rushes in and buys up all these key Texas and Oklahoma papers along the Trans-Texas NAFTA highway grid, and they're all the papers that were criticizing it and mobilizing the people. I mean, let's deal, let's make sure that Perry is discredited and everybody knows it's a hoax. You don't have to take the vaccine. There is no law. It's a live cancer virus causing serious medical problems. I mean, I tune into most of the other Patriot shows on other little networks or websites, and I listen to people, and there's none of this information. It's just frothing and attacking everyone else because they're out there to fight the New World Order, folks. They're there to make themselves somehow the kings of the Patriot movement. And that's why they dig a pit for somebody else, they fall into it. We need to get our heads screwed on straight here. All right? We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Your call straight ahead. We'll get into the vaccines, get into the global news, and a lot more.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological and Radioactive Fallout, defy Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get critical video for an order by calling at 888-0344, that's 888-0344-3838, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Don't forget, we have an online video and bookstore at Infowars.com with some of the best titles in documentary films and in published works, and some of the biggest discounts, as low as $5.95 for some of my films. My new Police State films are, that is, they're new, that they've been put on DVD for the first time. All three of them in one box set on three different DVDs: Police State 2000, Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, $34.95 or 45% off, available at Infowars.com. The Merorm is half off or $9.95. We've got deals where you can get films, one of my better films, that just absolutely exposes the false left-right paradigm, and that's American Dictators. Again, that's available at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. I'm a little bit dingy today. I told you I have really bad allergies with cedar fever. And I sat out all yesterday with a chainsaw with my dad clearing brush on his little farm. And then I sat outside watching the Super Bowl with him. And, man, this morning it's literal, like, 40-point IQ reduction, sniveling sniffles. So if I sound a bit bumbling, it's because I'm having an enjoyable allergy attack right now, big time. But it's just for these couple months right now that it happens in Texas. Let's go ahead and take another call. Bruce in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. This is Bruce.
Welcome.
Hi. I just want to, first of all, thank you for having the courage and the spirit to stand up to what's going on in our world and the matrix of the complexity of these criminals. You remember how we made King George swim back to England? I think that it comes down to what you're saying.
Well, the difference is today, some of the general public say King George doesn't exist. Imagine if 1776 they'd have said, the elite is enslaving us, and they said, there's no such thing. There's no ruling class. I mean, that's how dumbed down the public's gotten.
Yeah, and this burning of the brush or the awareness of these fishermen, you know, what they're actually doing, each one of us is very, the responsibility of each one of us is so extreme. It has an effect upon the world. And I think that is what you're really after, is to get people to just look and see what's going on.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, there's all these people that have the knowledge of the New World Order, but then debate minutia. Get out there and just wake folks up.
And then they want us to play with the little symbols and words and get stuck in that matrix, you know? And the thing of it is, I just want to say I really admire what I admire that spirit behind you and me and every one of us who's standing up to this behemoth, you know. And I made a 9/11 memorial bus with all the victims' photos on it. Well, I was in New York at Ground Zero, and I thought, who are these people shouting 9/11 was an inside job? These people are crazy, because I was a Bush cheerleader before. And I got one of those DVDs, Loose Change. I watched it. I said, no, that can't be. I watched it again. After about four times, I said, okay, something's going on. So like Columbo, I you know how Columbo saw what was going on when he started investigating the crime?
He started asking questions and investigating.
Yeah, but he kind of knew from the beginning, you know, something not right here. So this projection of this new world order, this whole conglomeration of criminals, they project their altars and matrix in this, what we call our false self, and we just go along with it, and it's dreadful for one to realize that, hey, I bought a lie.
Tell you what, stay there. I want to hear about which Ground Zero event you were at, how long ago you woke up, because you really got it. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.